That's the one thing all journalists agree upon. Lebanese politics is complicated, and some say confusing and contradictory. Michael Glocken, managing editor of the Beirut Daily Star, explains that Lebanon is a complex society made up of 17 different sects that vie for political influence: Shiite Muslims, Sunni Muslims, Maronite Christians, Christians from a variety of other denominations belonging to the Orthodox, Catholic, and Protestant traditions, and Druze. And under this confessional system, Mr. Glocken says, one's primary political loyalty is to one's own religious group.
The confessional system underpins the whole fabric of politics in this country. But what happened with the opposition was they did start to fragment in terms of the different sects cutting their own deals to ensure that they had good control over their own regions where their supporters are, because the seats are split on a confessional basis. 50% of the seats in Parliament have to go to Christians. The president in this country has to be a Maronite. The prime minister has to be a Sunni. And the speaker has to be a Shia. So within that system, you're always going to have people falling back on their confessional loyalties. Well, I remember writing an editorial late last year about this, saying it's time that this system was just consigned to the dustbin of history. But at the moment, and short of changing the Constitution, we're stuck with it.
Michael Glocken says the election of a speaker was Parliament's first big task, and their choice of veteran parliamentary speaker Nabi Berri has deepened the disillusionment of many voters hoping for change.
Nabi Berri is very much identified with the pro-Syrian old order. There's all sorts of talks that deals were cut to ensure that Berri would retain his place in return for help with the electoralists of the opposition in some areas. There's been a lot of talk here about the European Union, the World Bank, and America, France, and Britain putting together some kind of an economic aid package for Lebanon, which is dependent on political reform. It's hard to imagine American dollars being sent over here to a country where we have a resistance group, which America sees as a terror organization. Whether they can get economic aid from the West without disarming Hezbollah is another question.
Nathan Gutman, Washington correspondent for the Israeli newspaper Haaretz, says Israel is also concerned about Hezbollah and is skeptical about how much real change has taken place.
I think many Israelis fear the fact that since Syria probably still has a lot of influence in Lebanon, and since we see these assassinations going on, and because of the latest elections in Iran, which strengthened the hardliners there, Lebanon would still be a problem, Hezbollah would still be a problem, and in Israel's point of view, it would still remain a country which is not willing to negotiate and really is not going forward in any kind of peace process.
According to Peter Spatians, a Beirut-based correspondent with the Belgian daily De Standard, the re-election of Nabi Berri as speaker was predictable. So too are the influence of the son of assassinated former Prime Minister Rafik Hariri and the Druze leader Walid Jumblat, and the perceived threat from Maronite Catholic leader General Michel Aoun. The Hariri bloc, allied with Jumblat's group, will hold 72 of the 128 seats in Parliament, and 21 seats went to General Aoun and his allies, Mr. Spechen explains.
Hezbollah and Nabil Berri have made a deal with Mr. Hariri and Mr. Jumblat, so deals have to be acknowledged. The international media all the time speaks about the anti-Syrian opposition as if it's one voice. But Hariri and Jumblat were the first one to strike a deal with Mr. Berri, which is Mr. Damascus, and Hezbollah, because they feared the return of Aoun, among others. It's not so clear-cut, the anti-Syrian opposition. And there is in the international media now a little bit of a tendency to portray Mr. Aoun as pro-Syrian. Yes, he made a deal with a few old pro-Syrian politicians, but to call him pro-Syrian is ridiculous.
Peter Spatian says people often try to oversimplify the political situation because they are uncomfortable with anything so complicated as Lebanon's confessional system. Furthermore, he thinks Syrian influence is a lingering force in Lebanon. Many journalists suggest that the recent Lebanese elections have opened up old sectarian hostilities, and they worry about the threat of continued violence. Saad Hariri and his alliance have an enormous task before them. They must form a new government, reform the political system, and develop a new relationship with Syria without inflaming sectarian rivalries. For International Press Club, I'm Judith Latham.